thank you for listening to this sermon from Hope Church, Toronto West. It is our prayer that through these audio sermons, you are challenged and transformed by the Word of God, built up in love and faith, and drawn more to the person and work of Jesus Christ. We want to remind you that these online resources are never meant to be a substitute for God's good plan for you to be present, connected, and serving in a local church under the care of qualified elders. If you live in the West Toronto area and are looking for a local church, we encourage you to come check out one of our Sunday services. Now, as you prepare your heart to receive God's word, we pray that His Spirit would use the sermon powerfully in your life.
Well, Happy New Year, church family. First Sunday in 2021. And that means that 2020 is behind us. And what a year 2020 was. It was a year filled with challenges, global challenges, namely a global pandemic and many other things. I also believe, loved ones, it was a year of tested faith for many Christians and many professing Christians in the church. In many ways, 2020 has exposed the quality and even the authenticity of our faith. And so let me just start today by asking this question. How did we do? How did it go? How did we do? How did we endure the challenges of 2020? And maybe more importantly than that, here's another question. How will we proceed in 2021? What did 2020 reveal about your faith? I want you to ask yourself that question. Well, what did 2020 reveal about the things you are putting your hope in? What did 2020 reveal about what your true treasures are? What did the year 2020 reveal about your resolve to endure in trial? Have you learned some things? Have there been some things that have been revealed? I want to share with you what James Montgomery Boyce wrote. He wrote, "There are three types of people in any Christian gathering. There are those who are Christians in name only. They seem to be following after God and Jesus Christ and say they are, but theirs is a false following. The second class are those who are following Jesus, but are following at a distance, like Peter at the time of Jesus' arrest. The third type are those who, as Murdoch Campbell suggests, in storm and sunshine, listen, cleave to Him and enjoy daily communion with Him. These people want God, and they want Him intensely, because they know that He and He alone will satisfy the deep longing of their souls." That's so good, loved ones. And while we can't predict all that's ahead of us in 2021, a brand new year with new opportunities and for sure new challenges, we can't predict it all. What we can do is resolve the kind of people we want to be going into this new year. Will we be complacent, undisciplined, spiritually sleepy, content with mediocrity? Or will we be devoted and disciplined and spiritually vibrant, filled and satisfied, regardless of the circumstances? That's the kind of people I pray we are at Hope Church Toronto West in this year, regardless of what is ahead of us. So I want you to take your Bibles now and go with me to Psalm 63. Psalm 63, we're going to read one verse today. Can we get a sermon from one verse? Yes, we can get a sermon from one verse. Psalm 63, verse 1. And we're going to read the prayer of King David. And we're going to learn some things about the satisfied soul, the soul that is content in God, and the kind of people we want to be going into the year 2021. All right, this is what it says. Psalm 63, verse 1 says this, "O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh faints for You as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. That's the verse, and this is where we're going to draw our truth from this morning. So I want to share with you a year-shaping truth, or 3-year-shaping truths that I pray will be a blessing to your heart and that will, in fact, strengthen you and me as we go into the new year. Okay, so jot this down if you have a pen. The satisfaction that we are looking for today, the satisfaction that we so desire in this year, 2021, because everyone's searching for it in one way, shape, or form, the satisfaction we need is found through, point number one, desiring God. Desiring God. Notice verse 1, it says, "Oh God, you are my God." I want to give you a bit of the context. This is, again, written by King David, and it's actually, as I said, a deep prayer. David is in the wilderness in Judah. As he articulates this prayer, he is the king, but he's the subject of a plot and a conspiracy by his own son, Absalom, who's trying to kill him. So David's running like a fugitive right now. Things are not going very well for him in his life. He's not being treated like much of a king. And yet in Psalm 63, we have the record of David's experience in the wilderness, and we get a sense of his heart as he prays this prayer in Psalm 63. Here's what I want you to see, that while everything in his life is going wrong, while he's experiencing deep pain and the rejection and the betrayal of his own son, Absalom, spiritually, David's soul is being strengthened and satisfied and renewed and filled. And this can be our reality as we go into the year 2021, regardless of what lies ahead of us. So right away, I want you to notice the very personal nature of the prayer. David says, "Oh God, you are my God." He doesn't say, "Oh God, you are the God." He doesn't say, "Oh God, you are a God." He says, "Oh God, you are my God." It's very interesting, the Hebrew translation, "my God," actually the same words Jesus used on the cross when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It communicates a deep intimacy that David had with God. It also affirms his ongoing pursuit of God, that he recognized that in God, he found all that his soul needed, that even in the most crushing moments of his life, even when his own son had turned against him and was plotting against him, David understood something that many Christians fail to grasp even for their whole lifetime. And that is that the key to a satisfied life is not in good circumstances. The key to a satisfied life is not in material wealth. The key to a satisfied life is not in safety or comfort. No, David didn't have that in this moment. The single key that unlocks the door to a satisfied life is the settled conviction that God himself is enough. That a relationship with God is enough, that God, in fact, is infinitely better than anything else this world has to offer us. So the deep and honest question we all need to address right away is this. Would you ask yourself this question? Here it is. Do you want God? Do you desire God? Do you have within you the settled conviction that he is enough? If 2021 looks much like 2020, will we be okay? The answer is yes, if we will desire God and find our soul in that desire completely satisfied and our deepest needs met in him. A year-shaping truth today: satisfaction comes through desiring God. Here's another one. The satisfaction we're all looking for this year in 2021 will be coming through this now, a diligence towards God.
diligence towards God. I want you to see it in verse 1 again. It says, "Oh God, you are my God." Watch this now. "Earnestly I seek you." Earnestly I seek you. Other translations say, "Early will I seek you." The Hebrew word earnestly means, in fact, to long for, to look for, to carefully seek. The wording shows us that David took his relationship with God so seriously. That when the going got rough, David didn't abandon his God. No, remember, he had the settled conviction that all that he needed was in his God, and therefore he diligently pursued his God, that his thoughts towards God were deeply sincere. What about us? What about our thoughts towards God? What about our heart towards God? Are we earnest? That David, in a time of pain and anguish, diligently looked to God as the one who could give him what his soul really needed. Not necessarily safety, not health, not comfort, not his right standing with his son again. No, he sought the one thing he knew could satisfy. It was a relationship and satisfaction in a diligent pursuit of his God. So here's a question for us. Why do so many of us lack a deep desire for God? Why do so many of us, as we hear this, we even think to ourselves, I don't feel like being diligent towards God. I feel like diligently pursuing a lot of other things. I mean, a lot of other things drive me, but why don't I feel like I want to diligently pursue God? I don't feel the way David prays. Well, listen to this. John Piper said this. I love this quote. It's so powerful. He said this: "If you don't feel strong desires for the manifestation of the glory of God," listen to this, "it's not because you have drunk deeply and are satisfied. It's because we have nibbled so long at the table of the world. Our soul is stuffed with small things, and there is no room for the great." Such a good word. If you're watching this, if you're sitting here right now, you say, "I don't desire God. I don't have a hunger for God. I don't have a longing to diligently pursue God. I don't really want to be earnest towards God." It's not because you've gotten all you need to get from God. It's probably because we've nibbled so long, as Piper says, at the table of the world, and we're stuffed with idols, essentially. We're stuffed with cheap replacements. And for so many of us, loved ones, 2020, this past year, it opened a door for a kind of complacency that resulted in large numbers of professing Christians sitting at the table of the world. It just did that, and nibbling on the small, unsatisfying, even toxic pleasures of a convenient, comfortable, hidden, and unknown existence. That's what 2020 was. It just made it easy to hide out in isolation. And in that isolation, so many of us found ourselves comfortably seated at the table of the world, where no one saw you. No one saw what you were nibbling on online, where no one saw the complacency that set in and the hunger for your own comfort. If you're watching this right now and you're not really looking forward to 2021, you're saying, "I don't really desire God. I don't really care about that right now." It's probably because you're so stuffed with so much of the junk of this world. And today could be a day where we say, like David, "Oh God, you are my God. And this year, 2021, I will seek you earnestly." Let it be so, I pray. The satisfaction we are all looking for can be found only through desiring God, diligence towards God. Finally, the satisfaction that we're looking for, 2021, can only be found through, write this down now, desperation for God. Desperation for God. Verse 1 again, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you." Watch this now. He says, "My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Now, I want you to notice the imagery here. It's thirst in a dry and weary land where there is no water. David is describing a state of great neediness and desperation. He gives us a powerful image of that. He describes his spiritual desperation when he says, "My soul thirsts for you." Oh, loved ones, I've had moments in my life where I've gotten up in the morning and I've said that to God. "I'm really thirsty for you. I need you." And I found God to be all that I need in those moments. He describes his spiritual desperation. And he describes his physical desperation when he says, "My flesh faints for you." There's a lot of sickness in the world these days. A lot of physical ailments. Maybe you're watching this right now and you're physically ill today. And you can say to the Lord, "My flesh faints for you." Essentially, David is saying the totality of who I am thirsts for God, longs for God, all that I am, my spirit, my body. I want more of you in my life. Now think for a moment what it would be like to be in a dry, hot land where there is no water. We can't register with these kind of images in our world because we just turn on the tap and there's water right there. We're not in a dry, parched land, but just visualize it for a moment. David is in the wilderness in Judah, in the desert, and he sees it and he recognizes thirst. And he turns that physical thirst into a reality of his soul that, yes, his soul is thirsty for something that this world cannot offer. He's describing what it means to be experiencing the highest point of thirst and feeling the anguish of knowing that there is no water anywhere. This is what he says is true of his soul. At the very least, it would be an utterly desperate situation to be in a desert with no water, because water is necessary for life. And David is communicating this, the desperate need of his own soul. Loved ones, we depend on the things we have too much, don't we? That we fail to see the reality of our souls. We are desperate for God. That we are like being in a wilderness, spiritually speaking, with no water. And we don't know where our next taste of water is coming apart from an intervention. This is the state of our souls. And God himself, through the person of Jesus Christ, is for us living water. Now, loved ones, you see the desperation of David in this psalm. "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." I think we can get our minds around the imagery. And here's a question as we get ready to close. How often do we really feel that? How often and how in tune are we with our desperation? How often do we really believe our own theology that we are really utterly helpless and desperate without God? I pray that we would feel our need today and know that in our God is provision for our need, that we would feel our need and go into 2021 with that need at the forefront of our hearts and minds, that we would go into 2021 together as a church saying, "God, you are my God. Earnestly, we will seek you. And we need you." As if we are in a desert, in a dry and weary land where there is no water, that's how much our souls need you. Loved ones, the reality is that we are living in dark and desperate times, aren't we? We are. And with each passing year, and particularly with this past year, we can realize, if we think about it, that what we need most is not political change or economic change, or even a change in our health, although that would be nice. What we need most, loved ones, what David understood he needed most is completely spiritual. We need to feel our need for our God and find our rest in our God and experience true satisfaction in our God. We can get there if we would turn from our idols, if we would seek him diligently, we will find our souls satisfied. That's what he does. And I pray that as you seek him today, he does it for you and he does it for me.
And together as a church, we will go into 2021. Regardless of what it holds, we don't need to know, but when we face the obstacles we face, we will be okay because we have a God who will meet every need and who will satisfy the deepest needs of our souls in union with Him, Jesus Christ. Let's pray to that end, loved ones, and let's believe that God will do it in us and for us. Father, we thank you for your word and your truth. We thank you that you are a very personal God, that you love us, that you see us in our desperate state, and you haven't left us there, but you come to us. In fact, you condescended to us. We just celebrated Christmas. You lived a perfect life. You died on the cross. You humbled yourself to the point of death, even death on a cross, in our place for our sins so that we can come to God. And I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would fill our church with a longing and a desire and a hunger and a thirst for you. As we face 2021, let us face 2021 with courage and confidence that because we have union with Jesus Christ, we have all that we need. Bless your church, strengthen your church, fill your church now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
For more resources and information about Hope Church Toronto West, please visit hopechurchtw.ca.